Okay, this is side two now. So anyhow, mother was telling me that after she pays her rent, she doesn't have a great deal of money left over. However, she said she was going to Florida on the 16th, I think she said, of this month. I'm going to spend a few days, 2 weeks rather, 2 weeks I think, with Aunt Rose in Florida. And then she's coming home and going on state relief. She just broke me all up, I'll tell you. I laughed. I got this note on Easter Sunday, I think it was. It isn't funny, and yet it is. I understand that mother, I guess she has enough money to go to Florida, you know, and have a good time, which is fine. She should do that. But I don't think mother would be eligible for state relief. You know, she has the car, and I don't know, but I certainly don't think it's necessary for mother to go on state relief. My goodness, she's been on it enough years throughout her life. So I thought I'd send her some more money, but I think I'll wait a little while until she comes back. I'll send it to her for her birthday, May 1st. I think she'll be back by then, or around that time. Isn't that the funniest thing? Goodness. Anyhow, that wasn't very cheery. What else can I tell you? I had a number of things to tell you, and I wrote them down on a list. I keep a piece of paper over here in front of the tape recorder. When I think of something, I just jot a word down. But I think the maid threw it out. I got after her yesterday, was it, or the day before. See, I'm the only one here now in the hooch, and I have a maid every day for 8 hours and a half a day on Saturday. So it's just Saturday afternoons and Sundays that she's off. Well, of course, I don't need a maid that many hours a week. But this maid comes anywhere from 9 to 11 in the morning, and she leaves anywhere between, 2 and 4. But sometimes, like if I go to work at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, well, usually I leave here about 11:30 or so, 12 o'clock to go to lunch. Well, she doesn't do anything in the morning. Sometimes she'll rinse out whatever I've put in the laundry bag, which is never more than a blouse, underwear, maybe a pair of stockings, something like that, but very little. So she rinses those out, and then she sits and reads. And all afternoon she reads. When I leave, she makes my bed, and she dusts, and that's it. So the other day, I was annoyed with her because she's been leaving at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, coming in about 10:30 in the morning. You know, that's only 2 or 3 hours' work because I'm paying her only $10 a month. I mean, when you look at it in that respect, she isn't getting a heck of a lot. But still, for what she does, that's a lot. And if there are 2 or 3 girls here, she'll get $10 from each. Anyway, so I pointed out all the dust in little corners and on some furniture, and I pointed to my brass bell, the one I got for Christmas. That should be polished with Brasso. And anyhow, everything was shining when I came in yesterday, when I came home. The mirror needed to be cleaned, but I had a lot of little cards laying around. I had shoved them on the edge of the mirror, and everything was cleaned up and put in a pile. So I don't know what happened to my notes for you, because I think they disappeared too. But see, she won't touch the stereo equipment, because one day I found her fooling around with it. I think she was trying to play a tape, or the radio, I don't know. And I scolded her, because if you don't know how to handle this, you shouldn't be playing with it. And I told her not to touch the stereo equipment. So since that time, she doesn't even dust it. Not a piece will she touch. So I explained to her she could dust it, because we have a lot of dust in the area, but in addition to that, this furnace room still is putting out diesel oil coming through the vents. The other night, about 4 or 5 times in the last 10 days, I had to open up all the doors here just to breathe because it was thick with smoke. And they're going to paint these rooms. I asked them to paint them for the new girls coming, but I suggest they fix that heater before they paint. Of course, now the warm weather is coming, and we don't need the heat very often. except in the evenings when I come in late and I want to take a shower, it's cold in here, or it's chilly, so I put the heat on, and all I get is a hooch full of smoke. But, of course, they won't fix it, see, and next fall they'll start all over again with the bad heating system, and then the rooms get all dirty, and I mean dirty, filthy. This was a pink room. It's now like a dark gray almost. What can you do? That's Korea, right? Yesterday, Miss Chung, the woman who's making a dress for me, she came up to the officers' club. See, she brings all the material and she displays it on the couch for the fellas to look at. And so I tried my dress on. I'm getting this, I think I mentioned this to you, it's supposed to be mohair and wool. It feels like a cotton to me. Anyhow, I tried it on and it was a little bit baggy. She said it was supposed to be baggy. That's the style that I had given her a picture of, you know. Because she forgot to bring the picture, so I couldn't really compare. Anyway, I told her to take it in a couple of inches. And she took it back. And so she'll bring it back next week. And I also gave her a skirt. I don't know why I gave it to her now. It's a winter skirt and it's too big. I had that made when I first came here. That black and white checkered suit that I wore home. Anyway, I wanted her to take the skirt in, and so I gave her that. And then today, this afternoon, I tried on my summer uniforms, because on May the 6th we go into summer uniforms. And every one of them, that just has to be taken up again. I mean, I have four uniforms. Two were mine, and two I got pieces of, you know, a jacket from one girl and a skirt from somebody else. They're not real good. They're kind of faded, but I'm good to wear them anyhow. And in the summer, you need more than two uniforms because it gets so hot. Sometimes you put two on in one day. But I took them up last year, at least a couple of inches last summer. And now they all have to come up again because the styles are so short. They have to be at least above the knee. So I thought, I won't get there this afternoon, but maybe Monday. I'll take them to the tailor on this compound and have them shorten. Because I move on the 3rd, and then I'll have that weekend, and then starting on the 6th would be a Monday. You'd have to go into some uniforms. So that'll be a busy weekend for me. And we have, everybody forgets about uniforms, you know, until the last day. And of course, last year I was 2 or 3 days late getting into my uniform. But it didn't matter, because Ruth was nowhere near us at RC3, and Edith didn't care. So it went over very well. But as I say, working with Ruth, living with Ruth, you have to be strapped, you know, uptight. Right, Duchess? Oh, mercy. Duchess, I don't think I told you about Easter morning. In fact, I don't even think I wished you a happy Easter, even though I made a tape for you just before Easter. But I think I neglected to say, have a happy. However, Easter is over with now. Nevertheless, Sunday morning on the 14th, I got up at 4:15 in the morning, like in the middle of the night, and I went on the bus with the fellows from the band, from the division band here at this compound, and we went over to the bottom of Charlie Block, and then we took a deuce and a half up to the top of Charlie Block. Well, that's very steep. I mean, it's the highest elevation of Charlie Block in the 2nd Division, so it's a big mountain, and strategically, it's very important because you can see for miles and miles and miles. So anyhow, I told you that Robbie has complete charge of Charlie Block. That's one of his sections. So he decided to have morning services Easter Sunday, and the ride up alone is like a roller coaster ride at the amusement park. Very steep, very. They have hairpin turns, and for a deuce and a half, it's, they're about 3 or 4 inches on the side to before falling down the mountain. I mean, that's how narrow it is. But anyhow, we got up there, and I think there were over 100 people, maybe 150, that got up to the top by 6:30 in the morning, and all they had for an altar was a huge wooden cross planted in the ground, being held up by a few stones. You know, it looked, beautiful against the background of the sky. It was at the very edge of the mountain, and had a minister in a black robe and just a small white table, table with a cloth over it, tablecloth. And it was so impressive because at 6:30, as he started the sermon or the service, the sun was coming up over the mountains, and he was silhouetted against the sky with this cross. And of course, they had some of the bands from the division. And here, some of the boys, I should say, and they had a chorus, a local choir it was, some orphanage, I believe, some small children. And it was just lovely. And all out in the open, just a few folding chairs, and most of the people stood. Of course, there were only about four or five females, the rest were all military. But Carolyn was there, and I was there, and I think there were one or two wives. Sure who those other girls were. But I was very impressed, and I was very happy I had gone. Very, very impressive, Duchess. You would have enjoyed it, I know. Anyway, I almost forgot to tell you about that. Duchess, this tape is almost running out. I hope you're keeping well. I am following the strike procedures. We do get the Stars and Stripes, and I know you're due to go out on strike within the next couple of days. And I hope if you do go out, it doesn't last very long. But keep me posted. Know that I'm doing fine. I'm excited and I'm worried and I'm concerned about this move, but if it comes through with the promotion, that'll make part of it worthwhile. And I'll keep you posted as soon as I hear new things and let you know what's happening. Take care. Tell everyone I said hello, and I'll talk to you again. I don't know when, because I don't have any time, right? No, I will, Duchess. I'll even try to get those pictures in the mail to you. Bye-bye, Duchess.